I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, petty bitches. Oh my God, we got it right.
We actually did.
Welcome back to season 6 of Petty Little Things, the pettiest place in Dublin city centre.
I am Victoria Secret.
And I am semi Davina Devine.
Yeah, we were supposed to be back last week, but Davina got cholera, so.
Yes, I got typhoon. Typhoon typhoid disease. No, I've had that. It's actually on the news today. Uh-huh. It's like the winter vomiting bug. I'm like, firstly, it's spring.
Well, you do look snatched today.
I do, so. Don't I? Yeah. One good thing about being sick. So yeah, so that is knocking around. So yeah. I was like, fuck, that's what I had. Because I literally had 7 days. I was like willing stuff off to people.
I was this close to starting a GoFundMe.
Oh my God.
My poor sick friend. Oh, she's missing all her gigs.
And you know what I love going through when you're sick, like looking for pictures of like medieval people in bed dying.
Do you really?
You know, to reference yourself. Okay. Like, how do you feel? And like this woman on her death wish.
But it's almost like a painting. Like, do
yeah, a painting. I love a good medieval moment. You're like, how are you dying?
Like, can we just put a suggestion out for drag and draw? That's the future. There yeah. you go. Get the drag queens in when they're sick and like they start painting them.
Caravaggios or whatever. Literally.
Come here. So it is season 6, y'all. We took a lovely break.
Yes.
Really nice break.
It was needed. And you know, what else was there? Was a lot going on though.
Yeah.
But like it didn't stop.
We're still equally as rotted as we always mm-hmm. were. In fact, Davina, I stopped writing down my rotters, but you said you kept writing yours down.
I do. And you know, but the only thing is, a lot of times I thought I probably wrote down more than I did, but okay. I keep all my rotters that I say all the time. So yeah. Anything I say here, I have written down.
Oh, wow.
So there's lots that live rent-free in my mind.
I was going to say you and Jessica Simpson, but no, what's the one on the typewriter? Murder, She Wrote, Jessica
Fletcher.
Fletcher.
Yeah, from the water I go around on my bike solving crimes. The other thing as well is, I feel like I'm like Father Dougal, you know, in Father Ted, where it's like just rotters in your mind. Uh-huh. It's like reality rotters. Rotters reality. It's like same difference really, isn't it?
So you miss Paddy's, like you missed everything. You must be absolutely fucking thrilled.
Do you know, I have to say, like on the Thursday, I was having FOMO. I was going, yeah. Oh my God. And it was mainly because even outside my house, though, I could hear people like celebrating at my window. It was just really like, I feel like they're fucking taunting me.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, there was, and also that my taxi man that I regularly use, I don't think was working for the weekend because either that or he's not talking to me because he hasn't been in touch.
Hold on, did you vomit in the back of the car?
No, we had
Do
a bit of
it. Do people know that about you? You surprisingly have not a great gag reflex. Like,
no,
I think the listeners definitely think Davina Devine,
no.
Best gag reflex in Dublin.
No,
where it's actually,
it's got worse.
It has
with
gotten
time.
Worse.
Yeah. And I do put that also down to my skinniness. No, I has, it's got worse. And do you know what it is? It's like, it's a mental thing. So it's like, if I do a shot, say, and it's like, I can feel it just sitting there and I'm like, yeah. Oh my God. So I know now that if after maybe about 10 seconds, if it's still lingering, get to a toilet, because it's going to, I'm going to blow like Vesuvius. It's going
to
go.
I mean, it's good to be your sister in those cases, because sometimes you only have half the shot after a while and you're like, oh, you finished that. I'm like, okay, great. I'll have the other half.
I'll say this now, because this is not my proudest. But like, I have to say, there's been a couple of times where it's like, you literally just are caught short and you literally, like, I've often vomited, like literally, like unceremoniously vomited. Now, you know, crying where you're like the type where your eyes are watering, because you're like, you just feel so bad. So first off, your body is like vomiting, and then in other times you're just going, oh my god, I'm so humiliated, or like, I don't want people to see. So you're,
I don't think it's a big deal,
but no I don't think it's, but it's so embarrassing if you're there like trying to like clean up sick if you're sick and drag. It's just not fucking glamorous. I don't hear what anyone says.
I have a story, but I don't know if you want me to share.
It's about me.
Yeah,
no, I don't want you to. I share my stories, thank you. I don't want to be like hoodwinked like that. Me only out of the sick bed. Oh, you have to have an operation. Oh, actually, I'll tell you one story. I remember years ago, we went back to this girl's house and she had a little Jack Russell.
Yeah, okay.
And like, we were on a rollover. It was like, I think 10 o'clock next morning or something. And we were like, oh, pretty well on. It was actually, for those of you that love that, you missed the dragon. So it was actually a lock-in after the dragon. And we stayed there till like, I think about 8 or 9.
See, they did do a good lock-in though.
And the cleaners were coming in. So we were like, right, we have to go.
Yeah.
So we went back to this girl's house and she had a little dog. And I remember somebody opened the door and the dog ran out of the house and ran. It was like a residential area, ran out across the road into the neighbor's garden. And I was like locked, ran after the fucking Jack Russell into the neighbor's garden. But as I ran into the neighbor's garden, this like old woman is coming out of the house and she's locking her door like behind her. And I ran in to her garden. So scared the shite out of her. And she's like,
in full drag?
No, it wasn't in drag.
Okay.
She runs in and she goes, Jesus. She goes, only have a hospital. Only have to have an operation. Oh God. Like, cause I literally gave her like the fright of her life. She thought she was being like robbed, our own garden.
Yes.
And I was running in to get the dog, but I still say that to this day. I'm like, only have a hospital. Only have to have an operation.
When you say dragon and you think of the lock-ins, I don't know if they didn't pay the heating bill or what, but it was great for being ice cold.
Oh yeah,
keep you wide awake. They'll be now going home to sleep because you'll be like freezing.
No, you've missed the lock-in days. Like,
but that stage, girl. That fucking stage.
I remember when they first put in that stage into Dragon, I remember walking and going, oh my God, it's amazing. When will it be done? And they were like, no, that's it. And I literally went, you're joking. And they were like, no. And I said, that's a fucking scaffold.
It was scaffolding, for anyone who didn't see it. It was about 14 foot off the floor and it was just scaffolding. And it was like, there was a background of like wooden slats, which over the years had been staple gunned so much that if you touched off it, it was a hazard.
Like, do you know what as well? What is the fucking story with these places putting in stages and never actually asking the people who work on the stages, what do you need?
Yeah.
There's some fucking builder with fucking tree like assistants come in and put up this fucking monstrosity and they're like,
now
girls, your new stage.
Yeah.
And you're I'm only at a hospital, only have to have an operation.
There was one time I was performing Rihanna We Found Love and I was going through a flare stage because Rihanna was using a flare in hers.
Poor bitch.
So it was the first time I'd ever tried to light a flare indoors. Okay?
Oh my God.
What I didn't realize was behind the wooden slats was the windows that opened up out in front of the apartments.
Yeah.
So the music is fucking blaring. The neighbors were always moaning in the dragon about like how loud it was, as you know, because me and April lost your gig there.
Yeah.
And next thing, my flare goes off. The building thinks there's a fucking fire.
Oh my
the
God.
Woman with the baby above is ringing out, going, rah, 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 calling the police, the whole works, all because I thought I was Rihanna.
Actually, speaking of that, I actually had a dream the other night that we were going to Ibiza and we were on a Ryanair flight, I remember.
Okay.
And I knew it was because right before bed, I was watching this Ryanair flight. I don't know if you've seen this clip where it's like the Ryanair cabin. It's round like on Facebook and TikTok and all now, where the cabin fills with smoke.
Oh.
And all these people screaming. And I don't know if it was actually like, in a way, sometimes kind of cool air or if it was oxygen. I don't know what was, but it's a video knocking around.
Okay.
Loads of smoke and all these people, oh. on the cabin. And in the dream, I had a dream that was happening.
Fuck.
And I kept saying, oh, it's grand, it's only Victoria, it's grand, she's doing her sparklers. Well, it was just like, because it was like right before I went to sleep,
I
was like thinking about sitting on the plane, and I was like,
yeah.
And because people kept going like this, you know, like in front of their face fanning, you know, like.
Oh my god, so good. I have a story for you. So obviously Heidi and Juno come in this week, the performing yes. Friday, but I booked all the flights for them to get here.
Okay.
And their manager, Juno's manager, messaged me the other day and said, hey, I've just gone through those flight bookings. I think you've put Juno's name down wrong.
Oh no.
Instead of putting Juno Birch, I had put her name as Juno Butch.
Juno Butch.
Okay. Yeah. Which, I mean, listen, no, none of us want to be called Butchies at all. But I was like, imagine showing up to the fucking airport.
So that's not her real name, obviously.
No. Juno Birch is, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Juno Birch is her real name. That's a fab name.
And, but Juno Butch, he was like,
Juno Butch. And what did you have to pay to change that?
No. Aer Lingus, thank God, girl. Oh they my don't, gosh. They don't care about you.
If that
like
was Ryanair, you would have to change. Would you have paid?
Yeah, I think that's like 60 quid. Not that being your first thought. How much is that?
No, but I just think that's so like, because I'm not being, but like, if someone's going to spell a name wrong, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, remember when we were going to Malta, I was like, I was holding the purse. Oh, so yeah. I was the
that's
one.
That's a lot of pressure.
Money, tickets, passport. Just where I was literally like Kris Jenner checking in all the Kardashians and Kylie Jenner West and Kraus Jenner. West and the dog and the cat, like, so yeah, when I ended up kind of booking all them in and I had to go through each all their passports, I was literally like, passport, you know, you're one on the desk, Clodagh on the desk.
Oh my god, gas. I want a little Davina's Theories because it's been a while and I was thinking about something during the week, so Stephen, if you could do that nice little Davina's Theory here. Davina's Theories. So I've been looking online.
Okay.
Loads of people legged it to go live in Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
Legged it to go and live in Thailand. Mm-hmm. What is the story there? Especially like...
Sex tourism.
Shut up. No, but for real, like, if you think about it, why is there 6 million PTs living in Dubai at the moment?
I don't know, but let's go. You're starting to look a bit pudgy, come on.
For real, like, you know that you go on your Instagram following page.
Yeah, I do. You know what though? I always think with like some of those like PT lads, like they all do the same thing.
Yeah,
like they all literally like, oh yeah, Lou, I'm going to Dubai, and it's like, and you know they're going to fucking smash no fucking money.
Yeah,
like literally like getting their photo wherever they get their photo,
right.
And then that's it. But they're so like, and in a weird way, like, you know the way the gays can be quite basic in certain things, the straights do that as well.
Yeah, fair.
But the straights are more basic. Like, they all have like the Gucci, like pristine white runners.
Yeah,
they all have that like a Rolex-y type watch, fake or not.
Mm-hmm.
They all have hair transplants and turkey teeth, and that's just their uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, gay people wear rainbows.
I just don't see why they're all going to bloody like Dubai. I mean, at the moment, Beyonce obviously has just gone, which is like, okay, maybe we'll go because Beyonce went. But like, let's be real, not a very progressive country.
No, and it's like, it just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Is it tax free?
No, there is tax breaks, and I know a lot of people went over there to study English.
Oh, Lisa Scott Lee, yeah, she went there to study English.
She's still fucking learning. But a lot of people actually have been over there studying English. I had a teacher actually who was working over there, and he said because all the kids that are in school, like, they are from mega money, and he said that they are the most vile kids. He said like they literally spit at each other in the class. Ew. They spit at the teacher. They have zero respect. And he said like they are like vermin. And now I know I hate kids.
Yeah.
He's a teacher. He has to fucking deal with them. But yeah, like some of the stories I heard were shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents, like there's no punishment for them at all because they can just do what they want because they have so much money.
That's fucking mad.
It's gross. It just and that kind of like society just doesn't appeal to me.
Uh-huh.
Like where people can just kind of run riot, like the more money you have. And also, let's be real, they've women's rights, like LGBT rights.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible place.
Yeah.
And let's not fake all those fucking girls going over and getting their fucking chest shit on.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed. I mean, if you all don't know what that is, like, have a
it's
little Google.
It's called
Poo Bai.
Yeah,
it's not, is it?
It is. They go over for a little trip to Poo Bai, and like, this is the rumors. Allegedly, people, and there's lots of famous models, famous singers that go over and get paid fortune to let these, like, you know, rich, like
heiresses type,
take a dump on their chest. Yeah.
Why is that? Why is attractive about that?
Because
it's humiliation.
It's so demeaning.
Yeah.
And it's like, and also I think to get maybe someone from the West over, it's like demeaning because they just think they can do what they want. But okay. Yeah. Now I'm sure it's been exaggerated slightly, but it is a great story.
Okay. Let's put a price on it. If
50
if,
grand.
Is that it?
That's what the price is going. Apparently it's 50 grand.
What's the lowest you would take for someone to take a dump on your chest?
Tenner, I'd say.
See now, like for a drag queen, you could put on one of those fucking titty bras. What are they called? Chest plates.
Yeah.
And
shit on my tits. Shit on my tits. Yeah.
Like wouldn't even touch the fucking body at all. Oh, perfect. God.
Like I just, no, I'm sorry. Like I don't, I just, like I know some people are into getting peed on and I don't like anyone spitting on me. Mm-hmm. Like I was going to say, I don't like anybody fluids on me, but that's actually kind of untrue.
I did say you were looking very fresh today.
Thank you. So yeah, no, that's, I draw the line at poo.
I don't know. I'm going to say like a strong 10K.
You definitely wouldn't. You do anything for a check.
10K?
You do it for 5K. She would. And then I'd say, how can you really need the money? And she goes, it's a check. It's a check. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't need the check.
Okay, back to it. Obviously, Paddy's Day has just happened. Everyone around Ireland was apparently doing an Enoch Burke float. Did you see these?
I did. And they're actually like, some people were saying that. See, like I think the novelty of it is kind of wearing off. I feel like I sent out a tweet actually. I don't feel bad for them. I feel like they're just totally like indoctrinated and they're like brainwashed by religion.
Brainwashed.
Yeah,
I feel a little bit bad. They were kids at one point who had no choice.
That's
in
religion
any of this.
Is just so much to ask for. That
it's
kind
a cult.
Of yeah, and that weird extremism. As I said to you, when they were outside the court, remember when they were the iconic day when they were all carried out. I said to you, I was like, now whatever about the shite they're fucking spewing out of their mouth, like let one of them talk at a time. One of them like, transgenderism, and she's like, you will not be silenced, and the other one going in the background, yeah, transgenderism. Like it's just like, one at a time, please. I am not an octopus. Just like calm down, just like let one person shout their abuse at once. Why are they all talking over each other? That's not very Christian.
It's not
bad manners, like
And who's doing the fucking hair? That's what I want to know. Like
I feel sorry for the optician.
The optician is fucking minted.
They need to fucking see the light. Is what they fucking need to do and come to their senses, because they're fucking full of shite. Like, just like, you know what, one thing I will give them, they're lovely singers.
They are actually not though. They're not lovely singers. I hear
they're not bad. Like,
you've been doing karaoke in the George for too long if you think they're lovely singers. I would just like a little layer. Is there more than one woman? Because they all look alike.
I'm sure they double up.
Do you know what I mean? They're all so alike. I'm like, which one's that again?
It's the mother scares me the most.
Yeah, she's
scary.
But she's definitely the head honcho.
She reminds me of Carrie's ma and maybe Carrie, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Like she's definitely got, she's the killer vibes.
Where are the bodies fucking buried? But so they were all obviously doing that. And I think everyone's been thinking about, personally, it's almost good, I think, because they're making themselves such a show of themselves that I'm hoping it's going to be good for like trans rights, gay rights, all of that. That people aren't going to listen too much on what's happening over in America, what's happening in the UK, and that like we stay.
I find it so exhausting lately, and I can only imagine what it must feel like for like the trans community. Yeah. I feel like it's just, it's never ending, and I don't know why it's become so. Do you know what? The waters have become so murky now because the far rights, whatever, have made it now where they've brought in kids and school, which has muddied the water because people didn't really care about that stuff kind of before. Yeah. Now it's like it's brought to their doorstep, and then they're also with this thing about women that they're trying to eradicate the term woman, and just that's why things have got really murky now. Whereas before, that's why it's so important now. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's listening to this, like I honestly, like I urge you, like this year Pride is coming. We need allyship more than ever now.
Yeah.
And this is when people really need to stand up. It's not like on the 21st of June when you're waving your rainbow flag. It's now is that people need support. Yeah. They need to feel like they're not just being set adrift. Totally. Kind of way.
No,
it's so
I completely
important.
Agree. And I think as well, like I found myself thinking the other night, we are invited to like weddings, to christenings, to all these religious ceremonies, and they mean nothing to me in those religious circumstances. But a lot of the time we're going to these things and it doesn't mean a whole lot to these people either.
No, it's all
they want
bullshit.
The photo in the church. They want, you know, to maybe keep their parents happy and stuff like that. And at some point, if this gets so extreme with all this religious kind of vibe, I feel like I'm going to have to start saying, I don't actually believe in all this religious stuff. So if you're going to have a party afterwards, I'll go to that.
Also as well, I think we have to remember that it is quite a small group, but small groups can grow.
Yeah.
And that's the danger. It's like, and it's not about I'm right, you're wrong. It's not about that. Everyone is entitled to have their opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's actually when it starts to harm, your words have consequences.
Yeah.
And everyone can have their opinion.
Yeah.
But your opinion has consequences. Mm-hmm. You can't just start being homophobic. You can't just start being transphobic just because you don't agree with this.
Yeah.
That's not a license to do what you want. And that's where it's getting really dangerous.
Yeah,
because
totally.
That's when, if people feel like they're not being heard, they're not being listened to, that's when people start getting aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at.
Mm, completely.
So I don't want to get kind of too deep into this.
No, not at all, but I think we haven't been talking
over the last weekend as well. I posted a picture on my Twitter about, like, I was wrapped in the Irish flag, and I did that. I'm going to kind of just own it to be a little bit provocative, because there's been so many trolls and hate online that I've seen lately, and people waving around the fucking Irish flag like they think Ireland is just for the Irish and da da da, and they can just, the Irish flag on your profile means it's like a get out of jail free card. You can do what you want. Oh, but I'm Irish, I have a right to say what I want. This Irish is for no gays, it's for no blacks, it's for no, like, no. I'm like, I'm fucking Irish.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking let me fucking, like, I do what I want with that flag.
Absolutely.
And that's why I said, and the amount of abuse I took over the last weekend, and thank God I was at home, nothing better to be doing than like fighting off these trolls.
Yeah.
But like, It's a fever pitch now, and something's got to give.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's so important now, where we all need to actually kind of start stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, this is not a time now. This is kind of, we're in a new era, I think, of
oh my God,
LGBT
your Taylor
rights.
Swift eras.
This is a new era. Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Okay. Well,
yes, that's a...
Before we get onto our topic, our hot topic of the week, which is Davina.
Mm. Sorry, can I just say before we go on, speaking of eras, did you see Taylor Swift's
41 track set list?
No, I didn't care about that. Just the scene where she jumps into the swim pool.
No.
Oh my God, unreal. So I saw this clip, I don't know, I'm sure some of the Swifties have seen it. Basically, she walks to like the end of a catwalk of the stage, a huge big long catwalk, and she's singing or whatever, and then there's like a hole opens in the floor and she dives in, but the floor is like, it looks like it's water, so it's like she swims under the catwalk. She's in this red dress.
No way.
And then when she gets out at the top, it's like the screen is amazing. It's like this huge wave. It's brilliant. It looks so impressive.
Mad. Really SZA good. Is kind of doing something on her tour that is kind of similar like that at the moment. So no doubt people on TikTok are saying, somebody robbed that idea.
Yeah, but they're actually, I'm kind of loving that all these people now are, like, they're like the thing in Vegas when Adele disappeared into the petals.
I love that.
I'd love to just put...
I'm going to go see Adele.
Yeah, we should. Like, there's loads of people, and we got tickets to go see Madonna.
Yes, in Amsterdam. Like, literally, I cannot wait for that show. I hope her hip holds together. Do you know what I mean?
True rehearsals.
Yeah.
Actually, while we've been off as well, I opened for Joanne McNally.
And
Vogue. And they're basically playing five nights at the Tree Arena. Mm-hmm. And I was like, listen, taking this chance. I'm like, I'm already here and this went well. So I'm like, listen, girls. I was like...
You're manifesting it.
I'm manifesting a gig in the Tree Arena with those gals. And so if that does happen, I'm not going to see my daughter.
Can we just say, Panty be furious if you get into the Tree Arena. She'll be furious.
Yeah, I'm putting the legwork in now.
Davina's big night in the point.
So I want you all to manifest this for me. Manifest it. Send it out into the world. I was trying to get plugs for Petty Little Things, and the girls are gas. We have a little video that I'll share this for the first episode. It'll actually be kind of fun.
Okay, that is cute. Sorry, we mentioned Panty, and obviously we were away for most of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Brooks Gulum was robbed. Who's your man? I don't even know who your man is.
He works in 2FM.
Okay, but what's that mean?
I don't know.
In the mail,
I don't listen to, like, do you know what? I feel like in RTÉ, they just, anyone they see on TikTok making a stupid gas video, they go, but put them, Joe, he'll be on the Late Late Show next. He'll be taking over from Ryan Tuberty. Like, actually just, not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. And like, fair play, they all worked hard at it. And she was by far the clear winner, clear performer.
Yeah.
Like, nailed it every week. just
nailed it. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was it is a case of, I said, text me when the winner's announced. And you were like, she didn't fucking win.
It's a case of how many followers you have on that show. Yeah. It really is. And more so this one, like, and I think this season was actually very good, but I don't think it'll be as good the next time round.
Yeah, probably not.
I think Pandy brought an element to that that actually...
Of fun.
Yeah, well, just kind of...
There needs to be a character in there, I think, that actually pokes a little bit of fun at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Take it too seriously. You're like, I'm a bit bored.
Yeah.
Whereas Pandy came in every week. Her banter with, like, the presenters was like, let's go off script. Yeah. That's far more entertaining.
I know.
Somebody stand there and reading. Oh, how did you feel what the judges said? No, no interest.
No.
Like, poke fun at this stuff. And maybe there was a lesson to be learned in that. Who do you think should take over the Late Late? I need to see someone who is a comedian, someone who's funny, someone who's not just, again, reading a script.
That's actually a good idea, yeah.
I don't want another Ryan Tubby. I didn't watch it because Ryan Tubby did it. Like, it's so... I don't care if they're wearing
and
a suit.
I do not want a Tommy Tiernan.
You know, he's already doing his thing.
I know, but you know, they're just like there's a couple of people they were saying, first off, they were saying Brendan O'Connor, do you remember that fella? Oh my God. Like, I didn't mind him. I've worked with him at a couple of events.
And?
Wouldn't be the friendliest.
Bad kisser?
Kissing? Are you for fucking real? He would not be the friendliest.
Oh, really?
That's really, oh, if you know what I'm saying, wouldn't be the friendliest.
Okay, fair.
So... Wouldn't be interested. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Miriam O'Callaghan, I think, is too...
Stay in your own lane.
Yeah.
You're doing that perfect.
Prime stay time, whatever you do that, to keep with that. And I think they need someone new and I think they need someone young.
Yeah.
But I don't think whoever they put in there is going to... Even two people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two people.
So just to like throw a point out there, like obviously there's been so much talent that like Ireland has missed out on. For instance, right now, Joanne McNally's... exploding worldwide. She's been sitting on our shores,
I know,
for fucking years.
Yeah.
But no one would take that chance. I feel that they need to go a bit rogue here.
Mm.
Like someone not who's rumored and develop a star. Mm. Like someone they know is funny. Give them the space. I don't want to see Jennifer Zamparelli on it either.
It's like, but they honestly just, it's like they go, it's like, come on, we go over to the canteen and see who's sitting around.
Yeah.
That's literally what it feels like.
Oh my God.
Isn't it?
And we've been in that canteen.
Yeah. I know it's had a rodent infestation on recently.
Are you shitting me?
I swear to God, it was all over the news.
Oh, you know the beat, because you know on Twitter, like if you ever see something about RTE, like there's always about like 100 haters underneath it going, oh, RTE.
All there is on news articles lately is just haters.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just ridiculous. Anyway, it's not like, actually, I was going to say, it's not like I watched the Late Late Show, but I always end up doing it. Because I'm in recovery.
Yeah.
After Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday's not really a night out for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say they're a bit scared. Oh, right, though. Like, it is their biggest flagship show.
Yeah.
So, and they like being safe. They just
Although
pick the same people.
The other thing is, as well, is that, like, a lot of kind of, like, I hate to say this, but a lot of people did watch Late Late Show have died.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, a lot of young people hate the Late Late.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. So, the general director of RTE was saying that they might go a completely new direction.
I hope so.
So, like, they should.
And
it's
please,
like,
whatever happens, take the Euro song away from the Late Late.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's fucking painful.
Why can't we just do a fab... A sideshow.
Yeah.
Like an actual separate show.
Run it for 5 weeks.
Yeah, stick on a Saturday night.
Sweden's Euro song, their version is called Melodium Fest. Fucking hell. It was production levels. I was like, why can't we do that? And every week they had like 5 or 6 songs and the top 2 made it into the finale. I was like, great.
RTE as well always fuck up with the microphones. Always sound shocking. And it's like you know, we've worked with a few dodgy people in airtime, but it's like they have your man on the sound deck. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That fucking old crone.
I do.
And they're like, Jesus, like it starts off really rough and then someone goes in and goes, for fuck's sake, will you fucking sort the sound? And then he's like twisting his knobs and turning his all, I'm going as well. I was like, and then eventually you kind of get there and the show is fucking over.
Gas.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Stephen, you know who I'm talking about as well.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a little break, but we'll be back in a minute with our main topic, which is...
Things that your friends do that rot to the core. Ooh. But you're still sisters.
Yeah, you're still sisters. If loads of people joined over on our Patreon while we're on a break, thank you so much for joining us over there. So we have some patrons that we want to give a little shout out to. First off is our good sister DJ Anto, aka long gone but never forgotten, Anthony Finucane, Michael Tracy, and Paddy Banville. So thanks for joining us over on our Patreon. If you do want to join us on Patreon, you head to patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod and you can get access to so much more other content over there. We have a brand new Patreon episode coming out later. I've got some juicy tidbits that I'm not going to share on this one, Davina. Oh. We did a video where we made some naughty calls.
We did. For naughty girls.
Yeah, for our Patreon. I heard some reactions to this.
Did you?
Yeah, which I want to tell you about. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Oh yeah. My God. And I would tell you, if you haven't seen this video, you need to go and check it out because it is very naughty.
It is, like, it is. We didn't even really post about it on our...
No, because we were afraid we were going to get busted.
Yeah.
But it's been, it's like the dust has settled and I think a lot of people don't even know still that was us.
Yeah, completely. And also I want to tell you about a time that I almost ended up working with Lizzo. And what happened there? Because Lizzo was obviously in Dublin last week and I want to share that story.
You share costumes in Albuquerque, don't you?
We do, yeah.
That's where it's there, isn't it?
She wears the drag room too.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Lovely. Right, well, we'll be back after this. And we're back. Well, we are back with things that your friends do that give you the ick, that kind of just rot you, but you're still sisters and you just kind of have to roll your eyes and just make a smart comment and move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we sent out a little shout out. So like a lot of you are rotted. Now I know our mantra here on this podcast is to be rotted.
Yeah.
But these are kind of things that you kind of just have to put up with. In your daily, day-to-day life.
Completely. Okay. Do you have one that you want to start by sharing?
I have to say what really annoys me is when people are really dramatic. Mm. That rots me. Like, I know we live quite kind of dramatic lives, but as a person, I'm actually not that dramatic.
No.
I really don't like the drama. And when I say drama, I mean everything has to be a fucking ordeal. Like... just everything is just like an episode of fucking, you know, unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, you're almost waiting for the soundtrack to be playing underneath. Yeah. Do you know, like
someone said, well, you're like, only me.
Yeah.
Oh, only me. Now, things do happen to me generally, but like things happen to me where it's like actually just unfortunate or crazy things that I'm like, I haven't put myself out for. I'm just like, now that in that sense, I am a bit like, oh God, only me. That could happen too. Uh-huh. Whereas these things, you're like, these people, like you should be friends with sometimes, you just be like, why are you putting yourself through that?
Completely.
Like, you know, that's going to the outcome of that. Or why would you do that? If I'm always saying to people, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Which is, I do say that quite a lot.
You're a common sense queen though, do
I'm
you
a
mean?
Common sense queen and I hate people that haven't, that pretend they have common sense, but love never presume.
And if they don't, you best believe Davina's about to deliver a sermon.
I'm
going to
give you some divine realness. Yeah.
Like little white lies. People that are constantly just telling like little fibs.
Oh, that builds
like,
up.
Yeah. Well, where do you know where the truth is? You know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And it's not big enough that you're like not going to be friends with them anymore, but like constantly people reinventing what happened.
Oh, yeah. That,
or just
I know
slightly
that.
Changing the story. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I actually don't want to hear it.
That annoys me as well, I have to say. And then other times, what another thing that really kind of annoys me sometimes is like, do you know, if you're expressing how you're feeling about something and you're really maybe struggling with something or something's really annoying you or you're upset about something and then somebody kind of just starts regurgitating your words back to you.
Yeah.
Like to bond with you through your own
but it's
my fucking feelings and you're like, you didn't fucking feel like that 5 minutes ago and now you're just agreeing with me because you think that's what I want to hear.
Oh, like someone trying to mirror you.
Yeah, mirroring like mirror imaging and I'm like, that drives me fucking nuts because when you're annoyed or when you're upset or whatever about something, you want to vent.
Yeah, completely.
And you want someone to go, oh listen, it's not that bad, or like, you know, it'll be grand, or you don't want someone to go, yeah, I feel that as well, and I feel it. Since when? Because you never mentioned it before. And now all of a sudden, just because I'm...
That kind of feeds into fake anger as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like, well, I'm so mad at this. I'm like, well, what are you mad at?
Yeah.
And what are you doing about it? Like, shut up.
So that, where I see someone like mirroring me back.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's a bit single white female.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But over the years, like, over the years, I've had loads of friends that have kind of like just, it's almost like they kind of just want to bond with you through that moment. And that annoys me. And even though because I'm like, I'm so aware of myself. So I know how I feel, exactly how I feel about things. And then I'm
baby soft smooth is how she feels, if anyone's wondering.
So it just makes me kind of go, what?
Yeah.
And if I'm kind of going, what?
How many people try to touch your legs?
Loads of people.
Do they?
Loads of people.
You do have nice legs.
And do you know what actually someone said
Shame
to me?
Shame about the face, but nice legs.
Oh yeah, the legs are great. somebody did say to me, I was getting laser. I was actually getting laser done recently. And I said, God, isn't it worse than like when you're, and I was actually at brunch and I was kind of squeezing through this little gap. And this like L one just like grabbed me. And I was like, isn't it worse than like someone putting their hands on you? And then like, you know, if you haven't shaved your leg or you're a bit stubbly or whatever, like I'm paranoid with that. So I always make sure that my legs are like, you know, drop a satin scarf down to be, you know, one of those.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, that's commitment as well. Just what you just said there, there's a big thing, especially in the UK, where like the please don't touch the drag queens, and that it's almost like it's becoming like a consent thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel slightly different from my experiences.
Well, that's what I was going to say though, about like, this is like, I was saying, oh, I know it's awful when somebody touching you. And the girl doing my laser said to me, isn't that kind of mad that like your reaction is to shave your legs and not to be like, tell that person not to touch me?
Yeah.
And it's so funny. It's like, I'm like, I think I'm so used to just being
Is that groped. What it is? Because I think we're conditioned in a weird way.
Yeah, well, like, because you're told.
People are getting really angry about this. I'm like, I
don't really feel, I don't feel bad about it. Like, I don't mind actually somebody touching me.
Yeah.
I
don't see it in a sexual way. No. Either.
And also intent is everything. If somebody's like put their hand over your dress, someone puts their hand over your dress or whatever. If somebody just like grazes your leg,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If someone puts their hand over your dress, that's different.
And depending on the circumstances, we are essentially sometimes the clown in the building. You're looking away, and we're encouraging people to poke fun at things. So I kind of like, I don't know where I land on that, but basically it doesn't really bother me. However, if someone's aggressive or messy and
tone
drunk,
and intention is everything.
Yeah.
If people are just like literally, like if someone's like rubbing your hand down your back, or it's like if somebody's trying to grope you, actually like be intrusive, that's different. But if somebody just grazes,
unless they have a little hand tattoo pet.
Oh, two fists full of joy.
Why two fists full of joy?
Because tattooed fists.
Oh.
Like a rose on one hand, maybe a spider web on the other, and then initials on the on the fingers. That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm always, now I'm thinking like, so you get
Mom
initials
on one hand or something,
because of three fingers.
I mean, the lads are not going to maybe
three legs, not three fingers.
I couldn't stop saying my little hand tattoo all morning, which, by the way, sorry to anyone from Newcastle, that's an awful accent. Can you do it?
Little tattoo. What is it? Like, it's always like, my little hand tattoo.
I just couldn't stop saying it. I don't know why.
I love a good Georgie accent, but it's hard to get. It's hard to do.
To be honest, all my accents always end up either like
just you going ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, like I think like I could probably do like a bad Australian. It always ends up there.
Oh god. So yeah, so listen, we'll get back on track here. So we just kind of got drifted off there. So we sent out a shout out to see what rot to you, and actually some of these that came in, actually I rot me as well.
Okay,
so
nice.
I was kind of going, well, I can really relate to some of these. And the first one is, I'm going to say, came in and someone said, get pregnant.
Oh my God. So they obviously have a friend.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And who keeps getting pregnant.
Well, I have to say, like, and this is one of this part of the reason, like, why I kind of do hate kids.
Okay.
It's a deep rooted thing for me because I do feel like that takes people away.
Yeah. Okay.
And people that you've invested time in, people that have been around for ages, and then all of a sudden I'm pregnant. I can't go out. I have to have this baby. So it's 9 months of kind of like preparation for the sprog. Then the sprog comes, then I can't go out because I'm still just getting used to having the baby.
Yeah.
And then I can't get a babysitter. And the next thing you know, that person has vanished into thin air.
Yeah.
So if some, I know this is terrible, but I'm going to say it.
Oh, go on.
When I hear that someone's pregnant, I instantly, a shutter comes down in my mind over that person. I just go, boom, that person is gone and leaving my life. Yeah. It's like when someone's been evicted from Big Brother.
Oh my God.
It's like, you have been evicted. Please leave the Big Brother house because they're not going to be around. Their focus is going to be on their new family and their baby and not on you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I think you sound really harsh there. Let's be real. You love going for like a bit of dinner and a drink. Yeah. So if they make the effort, you'll go still go with them.
Yeah, but you never have the time like you do before.
No,
never. So and then you're kind of going, you're taking the crumbs of their life.
Yeah.
Which is like, no, I want a full role, please.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you deserve to have the full role. So if you're going to choose a baby over your social life, then you take that baby and you roll with it. Because
I found myself looking at a girl I know from years ago. We were in college together, and she now I think has 5 kids, right? Okay. And I was looking at her photos, I was feeling sorry for her.
Yeah.
I actually was sitting there going, oh my God.
Well, like
5 kids. And obviously she wanted the 5 kids, but firstly, she was like top of our class, so bright.
Yeah.
Like she was gonna do fucking great things. Not saying that kids isn't having great things, it is. That's what she wants. Mm. But like, does she have time to do great things anymore? Do you know what I mean?
Like, and then these people give their life up to have these kids.
Yeah.
And then they go, like they realize when they're a bit older, like that their whole life's just fucking passing by, and then they're kind of like, oh, like woe is me. I'm like, no bitch, you chose that, so sit in your own puddle of piss.
Yeah, because I still feel like I'm having the crack that we were having when I knew her over a decade ago.
We have the golden fucking ticket.
We do.
No fucking kids.
We do.
And
now there's obviously people listening to this who have kids, by the way.
I couldn't give a fuck. I hope you're fucking listening, and I hope you know that I'm having a fucking fabulous life, and I hope you're
but they probably are too, because they know it's through coming out to shows and like going out.
Smell of shit and piss in nappies and fucking baby food and baby sick. So good luck to you. I wish you all the fucking best.
Okay.
I'm only kidding. Listen, whatever you want to do, do what you want, but I know what I don't want to do, and that's clean fucking nappies and fucking wipe up fucking bad enough wiping up fucking dog shit, let alone fucking baby shit.
Oh my God. Right, first one is from c.my.fest, and this is at 34 years old, you're breaking up with a fella every few weeks and blasting it all over social media.
Yes,
that is
it's exhausting,
and everyone is the one.
Yeah.
You're basically the Katie Price of the dating world.
I find that fascinating how people can flicker into relationships all the time.
Yeah.
And I always think, like, I don't think those people are actually fully in those moments. They can't be. If you're over something, like, it takes time to kind of grieve a situation, as opposed to if you're just back in with someone again. How in it were you?
Yeah. I think a lot of the time those people are more into the people being into them. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's just a neediness thing.
Yeah.
I think it's actually just like you just want to be in something just for the sake of being in it.
Yeah.
You're not actually in the moment, actually living the experience. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh wait, I have a fella.
Yeah.
Because like so many people, you'd look at them, you'd be like, they're not suited at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like because they just want to be in something.
Yeah.
Really weird. I that is just not who I am, so I don't relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
I could never be that person. It's like if I was actually going to put my time in something to somebody, then you know it was a bit important because
it'd have to be special.
Yeah, I'd fully commit to it. I wouldn't just be like, I'll be with this person. Like, she's like, can you hardly get me to like commit to going for lunch, let alone like getting into a relationship. Do you know what I mean? So whereas these people like have more relationships than I have hot lunches.
Yeah.
So
depends what the hot lunch is though, no?
Depends. I'm more of a late night girl.
I see you with a lunchbox or two. that made me think about boyfriend twins. Do you know what boyfriend twins are?
Like, yeah, where that they turn into each other.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Fascinating. Like the Liberace effect.
Yeah. Gosh. I have one here. Lateness. Constantly late.
Oh, that's me.
That is. Well, you're not as bad as you used to be, actually.
Oh, I used to be way worse.
Way worse. And that would drive. We used to actually give you time. Say we'd meet at like 12:30. We'd say, oh, say we're going to meet at 12. And then we'd all meet at like 11:30. Because Victoria was so late. So we'd give her like a half an hour grace. So that is pretty bad. And it is, like, I don't mind someone late, like the odd time, but if you're on your own waiting for someone, that drives me fucking nuts.
Well, what do you feel about late drag shows though?
Love that.
Later the better. I was listening to like people talk about like, you know, drag time and whether it should be a thing, and she feels that if we advertise a show time starting, it should happen and you all need to get to the fucking bar in time to see the show.
I disagree.
Do you?
I do. Like, I definitely think a half an hour period is totally fine.
I think half an hour is fine.
I wouldn't do more than
gross.
That. Yeah, I wouldn't do more than that. Like, I think half an hour is totally fine.
What is your show time?
Now?
Yeah. Not now, to be there. Like, okay, actually, open up your poster. What time does your show start at?
Name and shame. Do you know, I actually don't even know what time is on the poster.
I'm going to say it says 9.
I think it says 9. However, that is because when we came back after lockdown, everyone did start coming out earlier. Bear in mind, that show used to start at 11:30.
Stephen, if you could overlay a quiet violin playing here. Over this bit.
Okay, thank you. Keep going, because it's going to get sweeter. And then it started at 8 when we came back.
Okay.
So then we moved it to 8:30. I was kind of pushing because I kept forgetting things upstairs.
Jesus, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah. So wink, wink, nudge, nudge, kept forgetting things upstairs. So then it got to 8:30 and I was like, great, 9 o'clock. And I was like, that's not bad. So then I was like, I want to start at 10.
Yeah. Right?
But they were like, they're refusing. They're still kind of pulling back on it now. So, and also, do you know, because like, I do have gigs before that show.
Yeah.
So it eats into my income. So it's like, it is kind of hard.
Yeah.
And especially Thursday's busy night.
You're supporting like a baby, baby Winnie.
I'm supporting no fucking babies.
You have a baby, Winnie.
I do have a baby. So it starts now at 9:30.
Okay.
9:45. 10 o'clock.
So we're gonna do a time lapse thing, and in a year's time we're gonna do a recheck on what time the show starts at.
You can check, be honest, all you want.
Being real, if it
I
is,
think 10 o'clock is a perfect time.
I think so too.
I think like people are only,
except at the weekend. I want an earlier show at the weekend.
I do agree with that, and that's why the brunches and stuff are great for the weekend. Yeah. But I do feel like 10 o'clock and to be honest, I wouldn't like to go later than that. I think 10 o'clock is a perfect time.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to go later, but I definitely, now I know if the Georgia listens, it's probably going to be killing me because it's supposed to be 9 o'clock. But I think 10 o'clock, I've been saying it for ages. I just think it's a nicer vibe. People have had a drink.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, if people are going to like concerts or musicals, or they can catch the show after. And if people come in early, it keeps them later. Anyway,
I completely agree. I'm trying to find your poster online at the same time because I have a low key think it says 8 p.m. now.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It says 9 p.m. It does say 9 p.m.
I found it.
Look at this. Like being checked.
I found it. It says 7:30 p.m.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear to God. That's the poster, isn't it?
You're a liar.
It's a... No, you guys, I'm lying. There's no time on it, which means...
Oh, I can do what I want. I can do what I want. 11 o'clock this week, bitches.
Now, okay, before the pandemic, her old poster said the 11 o'clock-ish show.
Thank you, shit now, Grace. Okay, right. So let's do some quick fire ones here. Okay, so we have lateness. This is a good one for you.
Okay.
Killian said, disappear when it's there around.
Okay, well, this also feeds into it because I have someone that said, silence when the bill comes at dinner.
Oh,
same thing. Same thing. I hate this. I cannot tell you enough. Please do not be my friend if you're that person.
Yeah.
Because
it's very hard.
We are good natured people. We want to pay our fair share. And I just fuck. I want to.
And also, sometimes I don't mind going, like, I'm going to get this lunch. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, if someone will get you again, it's like, I like enjoy
doing
that.
That's fine if it's like a 60 quid lunch.
Yeah.
But like, do not let people pick up a whole check if it's like 200, 300 euros.
No.
That's not fair.
No.
Where's your card? Where's your money? Go and get telling people you're going to get the next round when we get the next place. Yeah, we're all getting around. It's not a big deal.
Here's another one here. What do you think about this? Acts different around lads.
Oh,
because there is people, and we know them.
Yeah,
there is people that will be like totally fine. They're having a laugh and a girly gossip, and as soon as there's a bit of sniff of dick around,
yeah,
they become the mask for mask,
and that feeds into cock blocking as well.
Oh my god, can we just say yes? That is one of my. We were actually meant to say that.
Yeah,
that is one thing that I have experienced.
Cock blocking. You get that bad? I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I don't know what it is, but. I think it's because you're very good at making conversation with people. And I think maybe people see that and they're like, they muscle in. They like literally force their way in.
I have noticed that before. And I'm the kind of person that like dick is not my, like my sole priority on a night out. And if something is kind of coming along or something's brewing, mm-hmm. I hate to think that one of my friends, and usually people that are like, you know, not really the slutty type, but like yeah. as in kind of like, what would you say? Like people that are maybe betrothed or have, you know, other stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
They're usually the ones that do it.
Yeah, completely. So it's weird. Completely. Like I, like honestly, if I'm out and I'm with someone who is single, I will go out of my way to make sure
yeah.
that like other people don't cock block them as well. Yeah. Kind of way. Because if someone wants to throw the leg over, let's all fucking let them. Do you know what I mean? The sexual revolution is here.
I think that's a bit of a gay thing, always kind of seeking validation.
That's gamey, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also trying to just get one over
yeah.
on whoever it is. And even if it is their friend, and I've noticed that a lot, and I pull back from people like that because I feel like that's very toxic.
It is.
Because if they do that to you in that situation, what would they do to you in another?
Absolutely. Okay, you know? Good one for you. When they invite their partners to plans made together without asking. And this is from Nicole Page, who listens to our podcast.
Hi, Nicole. I actually met Nicole only recently. She was over from the UK. Mm-hmm. Lovely girl. Mm-hmm. That is so true because I feel like that's... If you're having a night with the girls, have a night with the girls.
Yeah.
And like when people have their partner all the time there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you're not friends with the partner. Yeah. You're friends with them.
Yeah.
And it's like this, someone's like becomes a human accessory.
Yeah. That's so interesting, isn't it? I've definitely been in situations where people ask if it's okay to.
Or the worst is when nobody likes the partner.
I mean, I was tiptoeing around that.
Like when, and you know, if there's like, when it's clearly an issue or there's been some kind of, or the partner is like a bit like aggressive or just has a bad attitude. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse because what happens then is people start they're whispering.
You know, or if they're boring and yeah. then you get stuck beside them and you're like, oh my God, this person will not stop talking to me. And it's really easy to happen.
It's a minefield because you don't want to be kind of like, you don't want to alienate someone, but at the same time, that's not what you signed up for.
You know when you go for dinner and you end up beside the boring person, you're stuck and you're going, this is a 2-hour dinner.
I was laughing at, I saw an interview with Fergie, Duchess of York, and she was on, I think it was Kelly Clarkson.
She's a gamey bird.
She's gas. And she said that her and Diana used to be like best mates and like they oh. all the family dinners and all. And she said like when they'd be going to like go down to dinner, Diana used to bolt ahead of her and run into the hall. And she was like, she never knew why she would do it, but she used to do it because she'd sit with the young people at the table.
Love.
And Sarah would have to sit with the oldies and there'd be no conversation. So she was like, she was stuck with all the boring people and Diana would be like, fuck this, I'm talking to the young people.
You're Diana.
I'd be like, later.
You're Diana ordering the afterbombs at the other end of the table. Do you think, by the way, the royals ever sit there and order like a shot? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say so.
Could we get four of those little afterbombs, please?
I'd say they drink a lot, but I'd say they do like doubles, I'd say, but no shots. Let me see.
Okay, Kate O'Brien said, come on and off WhatsApp without replying to my message. To be honest, you do that sometimes. I have clocked you with the online status and I've maybe sent her like 6 messages going, what do you think of this? What
I could be like, in the middle of something.
I know, but you know when you're on the other side of it, you're thinking, that bitch is ignoring me. That fucking bitch is ignoring me. Meanwhile, Davina's dog's having a seizure and yeah, she's left like, her phone open. Do you not get away?
Here's a good one. Arrange a session to go out and they say, yeah, sounds fun. I'll pop in for a bit and say hi.
Don't bother. Don't come.
No, that's like, that's a crap one, isn't it? It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, don't
you're
come
in or you're out.
Absolutely. Okay, Kian said, when my straight friends try and fit in by saying shit like slay or other kind of like lingo randomly, that makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Slay.
Yeah. Slay. Or here, this is a good one. You like this one. When you agree to go to see a concert or to the cinema and there's all, and you buy like, you buy the group tickets and there's always one who leave you short.
Oh yeah. Always.
You hate that, don't you?
Always. Like, girls, if you're paying someone, pay the extra few cents. If someone says it's like $51.95, even send them $55. Do you know that kind of way? This is really, you're going to die. Raphael said, when you tell a friend a great idea, they shoot it down and then they come to you with the same idea later.
Does she know who we know?
Like, honestly, sorry for screwing. That's probably really annoying, but like, I hate this so much.
Oh God.
Like, or when they say no, but then they tell you the exact same thing with like one or two words differently.
I have a real shady one here from a drag queen. When you go to sessions with a certain drag queen and all they do is talk about their drag.
Oh my God.
So you can guess who that could be about. I'm not even going to tell you all. You're going to, like, when you go to a certain session and all that person does is talk about their drag.
Oh, like, honestly,
that's hilarious.
That is really funny because we've all been around someone who just talks about their drag.
Or, do you know what? It's not even drag. It could be just someone that just talks about themselves.
Yeah, fair.
That's fair. Like, it's
fair. I had this horrible flashback of like,
it's awareness. It's self-awareness. It's like, how do you not understand, like, when someone else may be telling a story, that's not your cue to line up a story about yourself.
Yeah. I remember when I was trying to like figure out what kind of drag queen I was going to be.
I could have told you a bad one.
Thank you. Anyway, I did a Wednesday and I thought I was going to be a bit more of a rockier chick for a while.
Right, yeah.
So I did T-Rex.
I remember in a fur coat.
Yeah. And like a slash t-shirt and stuff like that. I was always cutting shit up to try and wear. And
you had like that stripey, like.
Yes.
I remember. And you were trying to be like avant-garde.
Yeah. Like, I backcombed the wig myself. Yeah. It was like in bits. And I, like, a few people had said, oh, you were so great tonight. You were so great. I was fucking awful. It was terrible. So like.
What was the song again?
Friends say you're good. 20th Century Boy.
Oh, 20th Century Boy.
Yeah. Your friend Oran had said, you were great. This is such a good vibe for you. I like this. I see this for your drag. And I turned to you that night and I was like, yeah, everyone say that this is really good for me. And, you know, what do you think? Should I be doing? Should I be more like this?
Yeah.
What do you think? And you were like, I couldn't give a flying fuck. You do your drag and I'll do mine. And I think that's when I learned my lesson that nobody wants to hear anyone sit around and go, what do you think? Should I be more like this in my drag or more like that in my drag?
Like you dare to create decisions that you just do. But like, that can be about anything.
Yeah.
It could, it's like drag is just like a template of like the topic.
Yeah.
It could be about anything, like, but to just, and it's one thing about asking for an opinion.
Yeah.
But to have sit there and fucking talk all night about yourself, and then when, do you know what's gas? When if people kind of get to a point like, all right, enough of this, and you change the topic, and the person brings it back again.
Oh, that's the worst. We all know those people. I just have another flashback at that moment. But the way, you probably don't even remember that, but we're in the smoking area. I can go into my body and relive that experience where you're like, I don't give a fuck. But like, I was in the George again another Wednesday, and I was really bad. And this person who used to be a club promoter, a really big club promoter in Dublin, far away said, you're the shit, my friends are saying you're the shit, and called me, beckoned me over and said, you're shit. I know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like, I don't know, it was honestly my third show and I was shit. I was, but like, I was,
wow, that's rude.
I was the joke to them and their friends, and I'll tell you who it was, and maybe I'll tell you on the Patreon.
Tell us another one there.
Yeah. Okay, people that say they're 5 minutes away when they haven't even left.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that. When you pay out of convenience and they don't offer to split, they just say thanks. That falls back to that. When they give out to you for telling them they have boogers hanging from their nose. Oh. Everyone needs to know they've got a booger.
I think that's like, that's a nice thing. Mm-hmm. Lavender, the queen, said, not cleaning their gaff.
Before you go over. That's vile.
That's like kind of, it's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
That is vile.
And more, Dara, speaking of another queen who sent this in. This
I thought you were going to say, speaking of queens that don't clean out the gaff.
Well, we know Maura does. She got evicted from enough of them, didn't she? And this gets me as well. Like, when they wake up with no hangover and expect you to be fully full of the joys of spring while you're dying. I don't function in like, let's go for lunch. I've only got home at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm dead. I'm decomposing here.
We have one that said, go off with the fella you've been meeting in secret for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's
are you watching?
No, don't care.
I think I'm going to start just because
that's not really, that's kind of going back to what we were saying about toxic traits in people. Like that's a friend I think I would maybe kick to the curb.
Yeah,
that's not someone I would put up with. That's not an ick.
Yeah,
that's someone that's actually kind of nasty.
Yeah, I agree. Let's finish.
Like it's one thing about kind of having a thing where it's like, oh, he's not into you, you're with that person, and it's like it's working out for you with that person after it's all been tidied up.
Yeah,
but to be,
Dublin's too small even still.
But
I think.
No, but I think to be, no, because if you have an honest conversation, it's not so bad. Mm. But if you think something's gone on with someone, and then someone, your friend, is doing that, I'm not into that.
Yeah, fair. I'm going to finish with a funny one, which is someone said wearing matching glitter blazers on New Year's Eve. I don't even know what that means, but it kind of made me howl.
Oh, yeah. You know, people that go, oh my God, we're matchies. Match.
Yeah. How do you feel about matching?
I like matching if I commit to matching. If I put on a red dress now, and I walk in and you know I'm wearing a red dress, and then you walk in and put on a red dress.
Yeah.
That fucking annoys me.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say, oh God, like what, should we match? And I say, yeah, see what you have. If I said, see what you have that matches.
Yeah.
That's different. But you taking it upon yourself to match me is creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's single white females.
I don't even want to wear like Christmas jumpers in a group.
No, but I don't mind that if it's a theme or a bit of fun or where like there's a tone for a photograph or whatever.
Yeah.
But when someone literally sees you wearing something, goes, walks into the room and comes back in, that's like fucking Bridget Fonda.
Like when you tried to make us all wear the lipstick in Prague.
Listen, I had to do something.
Loads of gays landing into Prague and Davina's like, let's all put on
that
some
was
lipstick.
Gay rights. That was gay rights.
I was like, oh my God, please don't kill me.
That was, oh my God, I was so hungover.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you and what? No.
Gas.
I needed that pink lipstick to brighten me up.
Yeah. Anyway, clear like that is the end of our topics. Thank you so much for everyone who sent in their little rots, yes, I suppose, about what their friends are. We'll be back with Rotter of the Week just after this.
Okay, and we're back with our favourite Rotter of the Week. This is our first Rotter of the Year segment, actually, because we've been away so long now and we're in the springtime Rotter months.
And to be fair, our listeners picked the right Rotter of the Year, it seems.
Yeah,
they picked Enoch Burke last year. So that really was very foreshadowing.
It's crazy that it's like that. It's been all that time and he's still in the news.
Yeah.
Like, fair play to him. Rotter of the Year 2022, Enoch Burke, going for a second year running. The only person that's won 2 years in a row.
Could you imagine if Enoch Burke started to be, you know, remember the girls used to stand out in Grafton Street in a bikini to show off a product? And now it was just Enoch Burke doing the same thing.
Well, there's been so many photoshops of him just standing outside places, isn't it? He's so funny. But anyway, let's see what's been rotting you. Like, I've been writing them down as I go, and I have like three here that are kind of like just funny little things.
Okay.
So do you want to give us one?
Yeah, my first one is dry chapped lips.
Oh,
that's all. It's simple. Yeah. It's effective. But you're good at your skincare and stuff like that. I don't suffer with like super dry chapped lips, but I always am like moisturizing them anyway. Are there people out there that can't? Like, they're just stuck with that? Or could they be...
A lot of it is to do with, like, not drinking enough water. A lot of it, because it's dehydration, basically. Okay. And it's like, so... And it can be more serious than just not drinking enough water. Like, it can... Some people, it's kind of genetic.
Yeah.
But...
I'm talking about these people that don't even put a little bit of lip balm on, though.
Can I just say, while we're on this topic, there's people, and I won't name names, but there are people that I have come across that, like, would never even wear a face mask. Or wouldn't really like moisturize or use body lotion like at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that in this day and age with the beauty business, the beauty industry is like a $1 billion business, that you wouldn't have like a bottle of moisturizer. The first thing you do when you get out of the shower is like put on some moisturizer or after you do your wash your face or whatever. Your skin needs it.
My skin as you get older, screaming for moisturizer after I get out of the shower.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like, it's the same thing. It's like you moisturize. Like, do you use body lotion?
I actually don't. No, I don't use body lotion.
See, that's why I'm silky supple. No, but it's like you have to moisturize your, like, it takes 2 seconds to literally, and they don't have to be like perfumed or anything. It's literally just like your skin is your biggest organ.
Do you head to toe?
Head to toe, yeah. And it's mainly just because when you wash your skin, you strip away pH, your balance. So you want to kind of put that back and you want to put like moisture back into your skin. And things like your elbows, your knees, all that. Like, and if your skin is drier, it's going to age.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just to make it about the lips for a second, I see dry chapped lips and I'm thinking, what else is going on underneath those clothes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What, like, it's making me think, I don't wash that regularly. I know this is bad because maybe some people can't help it. But
it makes,
like,
me think as well, though. Do you know, like, if you, like,
could you give them a kiss? Here you go. Kiss me.
Hey, Sonny Jane, give us a kiss.
Kiss me, chapped lips, please, baby.
Oh, God. And then, like, bits of flaking off and then blood onto your lips and all.
No. Oh, that's even worse, the cracked ones. Like, and we're not talking, by the way,
about when you crack in the middle, like,
Not talking about cold sores. Don't care that. I know that they are hereditary and also you can just catch them off a dirty glass.
No, it's cracked.
Is that a rumor? Can you catch them off a dirty glass?
I don't know. I think it's more, it's the herpes virus, isn't it? So I think it's more.
There's a lot of turtles out there.
I've never had a cold sore, ever.
Do you think the turtles have cold sores because they caught it off the straws that were in the dirty glasses?
Definitely. 100%. They got it off the dinosaurs from back in the day. But yeah, no, that's true. Put a bit of fucking Vaseline on those lips.
Not like, Vaseline, something else, something better.
Like,
I don't think Vaseline's made for lips. It's just,
it's very intensive. So if your lips are very chapped, lashed on. Like, Winnie actually used that on her nose.
Oh.
Yeah, I used because her, like, her nose is very, very dry.
Not your dog having, like, a brand deal with Vaseline.
Yeah, she's very, very dry.
Okay, go on.
So my first one is, so I've been watching Katie Price's Mucky Mansion.
Oh, yes.
And, like, obviously the house is in bits and they've been, like, doing loads of, like, decorating and, like, putting, you know, getting it all together. But my rotter is, like, people that make homemade decorations.
Okay.
Just fucking hate anything fucking homemade like that. Yeah. Like, it just looks shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, making fucking decorations out of a empty Evian bottle. Like, it just looks like you've got tat hanging up in your house. Like, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Like, and you can fucking try and convince me all you want, sustainability, blah, blah. Looks shit. It looks shit. It looks cheap as fucking chips. It looks like it belongs in the recycling bin and not hanging on your fucking wall. So
what's so funny to me about that is that we were in New York and Davina bought 2 Christmas decorations and she was like, I'm making these into earrings. So, like, she's also a make and do queen, but she's, like, doing the opposite.
But that's like, put things into perspective. I bought them in Macy's and they were like crystal chandeliers.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't, like, made out of a fucking old pipe cleaner and a fucking bit of gold sellotape. Do you know what I mean?
And they were put in the carry-on because they were like the crown jewels.
Yeah, they were
home.
Very expensive.
Nobody's gonna crush these Christmas decorations. I was like, oh my god, fucking
they're
gas.
Actually bad. I actually made them. They're at home. I just haven't worn them.
You've worn them.
No.
You need them for something dramatic.
Yeah, I was waiting for and they light up.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They made that fab. The real ones, put a lighter on them.
The energy crisis, people will be on to me.
Okay, my next one is currently Instagram has some sort of fucking bug and it's annoying me. All these drag queens are reposting stories from shows.
Right.
And then when you actually watch the lip sync and you know the queen, like, we know those queens that don't know their words.
Yeah.
You know the queen knows their words. It's making them look like they don't know their words.
Yeah.
So they've watched it and it looks perfect, but then when they repost it, there's a delay, just a tiny delay. It's something so simple, but I saw, like, one of my friends in America had reposted something. And I was like, she's done that song 6 million times. Mm. She knows it. These Instagram glitches, how does that even happen?
Oh, I don't know. There's, like, little glitches, I think. And I still have one request in my request box that is not, it doesn't exist. It's been there now, I think, it's been there for 3 months.
Well, also, you've just outed yourself there.
What?
She's outed herself. She's saying, I open every message request I get.
I mean, in the box.
So if you don't hear back from her, she's trying to change the subject. It's because she's fucking ignoring you, okay?
I delete some of them. I don't read them all.
Okay.
But when I clear the mailbox, it should be nothing there.
Yeah.
But when it says request one, I'm like, it's driving me nuts.
She's very harsh, isn't she?
Oh, it's hanging around.
She loves her fans.
And I know it's one of these, like, you know, promotion, and I'm just like, and it's because I deleted her, she's like, she's haunting me.
Yeah.
Sandra Timmons or something, fucking,
oh my god, go
Tinsley
on.
I had one the other day, Tinsley, and I literally sent her a voice and I said, oh, Tinsley, fuck off. I was just like, and she kept saying, why are you being like this, have you had a bad experience? I'm like, kindly fuck off. And she's like, why won't you respond to me? And I'm like, I've responded to you. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, because it's automated.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So
she needs, one of our naughty moments.
Okay, go on, give us another.
Another one I have is, oh, people who make these reels are driving me fucking nuts with background music going, join me today when I'm going to show you how I do this. I don't fucking want to know how you do that.
Uh-huh.
Like, join me today. I'm going to show you a day in the life of me. I couldn't give a fuck about your day in the life.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to fucking see that? Who's actually coming to you saying, oh, I'd love to see a day in your life. I'd love to see. And you know, tell us now how you start the day. And what coffee would you have? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, who fucking cares? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Nobody wants to see your fucking day.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're trying to plug a product or whatever, fair enough. I'm like, you know, I know you're being paid to do that. So you have to make that real.
Yeah, I
have full respect for it. But if you're just doing a, here's my day.
Yeah.
When nothing fucking happens, just you moving around and then screenshots of you, which you basically took time out of your day to film like all these segments and then stick them together. So,
so funny.
That's just, it just drives me nuts. Like, it's so stupid.
I have become, I don't know if this makes me now a granny in another way. Like, some people watch their like TikToks on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then there's the like a slightly older generation that are watching them reposted on Instagram. I'm now finding myself in the middle of the night watch them on Facebook.
Yes.
Like, do they show up for you as well?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like the most weirdest ones because it's not people that you follow. No. So
what are you
like
watching?
I love hairstyles. I love
really?
Watching people do a ponytail.
Yeah.
And then it's an updo and then it's separated 60 times.
Some people are so good.
So good.
Yeah.
But like, I'm never going to start. I can't even start a wig.
Yeah, I'm kind of fascinated with the people that do like really extreme, like, you know, Arabian, like basically drag makeup on these like girls. And it's so perfect. It looks almost like it's tattooed on.
Love.
But it's so heavy.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
It's just so, because the artwork in it is like, it's just not very practical.
Yeah, no, fully. And what about the Amazon ones where like, these are the best hacks that I found on Amazon. And then they show you like six products. Girl, when I tell you, I have watched this thing where he gets a foam spray and it goes into the drain and it starts pumping out all this gunge.
Do you love that?
I fucking love it. I don't know why. I'm like, all I want to see is your dirty drains.
Do you know what else I love? I've been watching loads and it's like, I was trying to find it to actually send it to you yesterday.
Okay.
It's like, it's some guy and he's in like, I think it's Dubai or maybe Kuwait or something. It's definitely over in the
sex worker.
Yeah. No, he's like, he just is like male modeling and he's just walking to Gimme More, but it's the Nicki Minaj version, you know that one?
Uh-huh.
And it's just him walking like a catwalk model through these really like homophobic areas.
Oh, wow.
And all these like sheiks and all are like literally like stopped open mouth because he's just like, and it's just that piece of music. And he's like, it's like the Britney Spears music in the background. He's walking like he's in like a catwalk model.
Oh,
I'm obsessed. Like, and it's just him walking. Nothing happens. He just walks like he's like on a high fashion catwalk.
And you're watching the people behind, really.
Watching, I love.
Mm.
And I really fell into a hole of what's called Zoom bombers.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
How did that not happen to us?
I've no idea.
I'm like, fuming it didn't happen to us.
No, and
or
it's,
that we didn't do it to people during the pandemic. We were sitting around in drag doing events all the time. We could have just hopped on.
People are still having these get-togethers on Zoom.
Are they?
Yeah. And they're still making these Zoom bombing videos and they like, they'll go on, like three of them will just arrive into a Zoom class and you can tell everyone's like over 50 and it's these three teenagers and then they start fighting with each other in the group.
Gosh.
It's just, it's so,
I want to do that.
It's so my sense
Let's
of humor.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's actually do that and make a Patreon video of it.
Oh my God.
We need someone who's good at finding them though, because I don't know how that works. But like,
we know a few techies.
Yeah. Imagine just us showing up going,
can I say one thing before we go?
Or you and me just keep talking to each other like we're presenting something. Do you know what I mean?
You just keep talking and people would be like, what?
Yeah. Now I'm going to pass you over to Davina, who's going to talk about the areola.
Have you got one more?
I do. Yeah. My last one is toxic positivity at the moment is kind of bothering me.
It's real. I think it's almost like they're trying to convince themselves, isn't it?
Yeah. I just don't know. Is it for them or is it for us? Because maybe some people really like that kind of vibe, but I personally, no, it's not for me.
Like,
if you're going through life every single day, like everything is so good.
I honestly think those people are mentally ill.
everything is not
like,
so good.
I'm like, nobody is that fucking chirpy. And I just think you're trying to like convince yourself because you're going to have a breakdown at any fucking moment. So
You woke up, let's be honest, you woke up 5 minutes before needing to be in the office today. You might have brushed your hair. Yeah. You just about brushed your teeth. That's real life.
And the last thing that I was saying, this is another just stupid thing, and it's like, it's not really that bad, but it just annoys me, is fucking, you know, ye old fashioned bicycles with baskets and like, but they're done up like they're modern. We're like, they're like, it's like a messenger boy bike. And there's like a hipster woman cycling it, and she's drinking a pint of Guinness while she's on the bike. Do you know what I mean?
Guinness, I knew you were
She's that type. She's drinking her pint of Guinness.
Do you like Guinness drinkers? Kind of. You're a bit rotten by them.
It depends. If people are drinking it to be seen to be drinking it,
yeah,
I want to loaf you.
Okay.
But if you're actually like out for the night and you're drinking Guinness for the whole night, I can stand by that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyone that has like a ye old fashioned messenger boy bike, and it's like, but it's probably costs about fucking $1,500, and it's just like, and then the bike shop is trying to sell it to you and they're bigging it up because it's it looks like an old fucking banger with a basket on the front. Give a fucking break.
We did a gig in Guinness's recently, and Davina was only in the building 2 minutes and did not get us a Guinness. Got us double vodkas.
Yeah, I found out some vodkas. And we actually did that gig in the Guinness Storehouse, and they told me in that side section that they closed it off for David Beckham.
Yeah.
The whole thing closed off, and a fresh keg of Guinness.
Yeah, they opened a fresh keg.
There you go, a little bit of Juicy Goss there.
He was in his fresh cacks. And
I went fresh by the end of the night.
No, drinking Guinness all night.
And you know what? I still let him.
Come here, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in to our first episode of season six.
It's lovely to reconnect in 2023.
Yeah, for sure. If you're out and about this weekend, Davina has a show tonight in the George. And
Heidi's in town.
Oh, Heidi's in town tomorrow.
And Juno.
Yeah, buzzing for that. That's in the George. Showtime 7:30 real time, whereas Davina's is 9:30 as we discussed earlier, quarter to 10. And other than that, we should tell a little gossip about our Pride plans over on our Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to tell. Yeah, let's
do
it.
But watch out, because we're going to be you'll see something about our Pride plans very, very soon.
Yeah, coming up this June. Take care, everybody. And remember, stay petty.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.